From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with LeMay and Reese, with banjo picker Paul Davis and musical comedy guest Jim Stout. LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Here she comes, look at her go. There she goes, in that call. Watch her fly, look at her say. Let her bye, 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 fireball me. Watch her go, look at her steam. Hear that low whistle and scream like a hound dog wagging its tail. Let her bye, 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 fireball me.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Look at her climb, see that freight, clear the rain. I'll bet she's late, 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 fireball man. Watch her swerve, look at her sway, and get that curve out of the way. Watch her fly, look at her say, let her bye, 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 fireball man. Here she comes, look at her go. There she goes, heeding that call. Watch her fly, and look at her say. Let her bye, 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 fireball me. Let her bye, 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 fireball me.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 475th live performance. Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis and their special guest, Jim Stout.
A miner was leaving his home for his work. He heard his little child scream. He rushed to the side of that little child's bed, said, "Daddy, I've had such a dream." So, Daddy, don't go to the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. I dreamed that the mines were ablaze in a fire. Workers fought for their lives. Then the scene changed and the mouth of the mine was covered with sweethearts and wine. So, Daddy, don't go to the mine today, for dreams have so often come true. Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. Thank you. Go down to the village and tell all your friends, as sure as the bright sun does shine, something is going to happen today. So Daddy, don't go to the mine. Daddy, don't go to the mine today. For dreams have so often come true. Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away, for I never could live without you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, speaking with LeMay and Reese. Here's Donald.
We've got LeMay and Reese and Paul Davis. So that was Paul Davis on banjo. How did you really come across this
well,
talent?
Well, we first saw Paul at a local jam session at someone's house about 5 or 6 years ago. Then about 2 years ago, we were recording a CD, and there were some songs I wanted some banjo on. And Paul's kind of an eclectic banjo player. So we called him up and said, could you come do some banjo on our CD? So that's when we got reacquainted. And then last year when we started singing on the railroad down in Stearns, Kentucky, he was one of the engineers, and he'd bring his banjo along and join us whenever we played for the passengers. I wanted to call ourselves Sherry and the Depot Boys, but as soon as I came up with that name, he quit the railroad. So that never came about. So it's LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis.
Very cool.
Leaves were falling just like embers, in colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like a moonbeam in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. I am guilty of something I hope you never do, 'cause there is nothing sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Now you ask me just to leave you, to go out on my own to get what I need to. You want me to find what I already have. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me spinning the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues.
you. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about how the duo got together before Paul arrived.
Well, in 1998, I had been singing as a solo folk performer for many, many years. I belong to a folk music organization up in Rochester, New York, which is where I'm originally from. And they have a Tuesday night sing-around, and one Tuesday I got there, and I got there late, which everybody likes to point out to me is ironic because I'm always early for everything, but I got there late, and I saw Sherry. I'd never seen her before, and she was sitting there, and I had just finished writing a song called Maryville. Apparently, somebody had sung it before I got there, and then they had me sing it when I got there, and I guess Sherry claims that that kind of hooked her. Shortly after that, we started singing together, and we're now in our 17th year here.
When you heard this song, Maryville, was something in that song that just kind of triggered you to where that was speaking your language?
Yeah, it was a real song. I mean, I can't really explain it any other way than that. It was just something totally different than what I was used to hearing. I mean, it's a nice ballad. It's got a really nice feel to it, kind of a Civil War type of thing. It grabbed me, you know, and it just... I said, man, anybody that writes that got to be pretty cool.
Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging. It's the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, I've been all around the world. I've been around Cape Jordan, in parts of Arkansas. I've been around Cape Jordan, in parts of Arkansas. I've been so doggone hungry, I could have hidden behind a straw.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. And I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
I went up on the mountain, and there I made my stand. I went up on the mountain, and there I made my stand. A rifle on my shoulder, a dagger in my hand.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
So hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me. I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
Put a rope around my neck and hung me up so high. They put a rope around my neck and hung me up so high. The last words I heard him say was, it won't be long before you die.
Poor boy, I've been
all around the world.
So hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
If you've just joined us, we're with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis on Red Barn Radio.
When you write songs, is there anything in particular that you feel makes you a little bit different than your contemporaries?
I think it's probably because I don't listen to a lot of other people's songs. I just concentrate on writing my own song. I think Sherry's the same way, too. We don't try to copy anybody. We don't try to parody another song, that sort of thing. Whatever comes out of us is just us. So.
What would you tag yourselves as?
We call ourselves folk singers. We wanted to call ourselves Americana, but we could never figure out what Americana was because everything from punk metal bands to Ralph Stanley. So what is Americana? I've sort of come to realize that Americana is basically what we're doing, music rooted in the traditions of this country. So I just recently, we called ourselves an American folk music duo. For 16 years, I finally changed it to an Americana folk music duo. So I think we finally arrived at the Americana label. But I still call ourselves folk singers.
My daddy played his old guitar as I listened at his knee. In those days, a wildwood flower was planted in my memory. Did not know it way back then, but the roots were growing strong. I knew when I began to hear that sound in my favorite songs. All a wildwood flower needs is just a little seed planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now I know. Daddy planted a little seed, hoping it would grow. My daddy played the radio while riding in the car. Mother, Maybelle, Doc, and Mer were picking their guitars, while Daddy just sat back, waiting for the roots to grow. Now on my very own guitar, I'm echoing the radio. All a wildwood flower needs is just a little seed planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now I know. Daddy planted a little seed, hoping it would grow. Buried deep within, and they're still growing strong. And the wildwood flower is blooming on and on. All the wildwood flower needs is just a little seed planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now I know Daddy planted a little seed, hoping it would grow.
So your stories come from this rich heritage and tradition. These songs are unique to you, yet have echoes of the music's past as the country has evolved in so many different ways. When did you start writing? Did you start writing as a child, or didn't you write until later on?
No, I started writing when I was in the Air Force. I wrote my first song in 1968. I wrote my first really good song in 1975. I wrote my really good song in 1998. And and I think I've been doing pretty good since then. My influences have evolved. What I hear with my ears has evolved, and being more relaxed with myself has evolved too. I'm not trying to impress anybody but Sherry.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. She flies o'er the rivers and flies the skies above. She flies back to the mountains and more her true love. Oh, the cuckoo, she is a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high, where the blackest crow and the mourning dove will hear my sad cry. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. You can see I have wandered by the dust that's on my feet. Gonna stay here on this mountain and let my true love look for me. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Thank you. Thanks very much.
We're going to feature Paul Davis on the banjo on this next tune. It's called Black and White Rag. Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Well, I've been worrying about you, baby. Won't you please come home? I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. A bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Carina. Life don't mean a thing.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. We'll be right back.